For all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. Continuing on in Siman Reish Samach Vav, we are up to Sif Gimel. So we're talking about, just to refresh our memories, our memory, we are talking about over here, somebody is on Friday, he's trying to get to wherever he has to go to, and he miscalculates the time, and it's getting close to nighttime. He has with him things that are mooks, he has his wallet with him. So first scenario we had was a person only had a guy with him. That was the best case scenario. Second scenario we had, Sif Beis, we had was he had his donkey with him. Now we are going to go to the third one, Sif Gimel. Hoy imei chamor v'cheresh shoyte v'katan. He had with him a donkey, a cheresh who's a deaf and a mute. We'll talk more about that shortly. Shoyte, somebody who is incompetent. V'katan, somebody who's a minor under the age of a mitzvah, bas mitzvah, bar mitzvah, or a girl under the age of bas mitzvah. So if you have these four options, we're now in the next sifim, we're going to break down various combination of these. But if you have all four of these options, so the animal, we have the shrisus behemte problem, and we have the mechamer problem. So we gave a solution yesterday how to deal with that. So therefore, since we have a solution due to that, we deal with that, they are better than all the than cheresh shayta v'katan. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Gimel, Acham Eli, Shehem Bnei Adam Kamaisei, because although they may not be mechuyev mitzvahs, they are still a person like them. But Asi Lachlufe BeAdam Acham mechuyev mitzvahs. If we allow you to go ahead and give it the cheresh shayta v'katan over the animal, then potentially somebody's going to see and say, "Oh, I'm allowed to give this to other people as well." Therefore, the Chacham said, better the animal than giving it to Cheresh Shayta V'Katan. Siv Dalet, Hoy Imei Cheresh Shayta V'Katan. I don't have an animal, and I don't have a guy. I only have Cheresh Shayta V'Katan. I'm sorry, Cheresh V'Shayta, a deaf and mute versus a Shayta, somebody who's a fool, somebody who's incompetent. Yitnani L'Shayta, he's not a Bar Das. L'Fitchein like Das Klal, L'Shayta doesn't have any Das at all. Let's see, Mishabur Klal, Abba Cheresh, Daita Kalishta Isle, there is a certain level of das to it. Now, important over here, what is a cherish? A cherish is somebody who's a deaf or a mute, right? Now, Ramosha writes that even if the deaf or the mute can sign language, right? Somebody who's deaf and mute can sign language, it's still not considered by das. And the question is really, really why. And I looked into it a little bit further, and everything is Siyata D'Shmaya, actually. A true cheresh cannot hear and cannot speak, neither one of them. So very interesting. Just this past week, I was in Eretz Yisrael. I went to the Deaf Museum or whatever it's called. It's called, I forgot what it's called, but it's in Chalon, with right next to the Blind Museum. And they give you a whole tour, and you get to the tour is given by somebody who does sign language. And one of the things that she told us is that a majority, a vast majority, almost all deaf people can actually talk, right? Except when they talk, it's not so clear. It sounds funny because they themselves can't hear themselves and therefore they don't know how to properly modulate their voice. So they may have a hard time talking. They may sound a little funny. They may be garbled, but they do have an ability to talk. So when the Torah tells us that somebody is a cheresh in halacha, a deaf and a mute, 99.9, if not 999, of the deaf people that we know are not really cheresh. They are mechuyev mitzvahs because they are really only deaf. They do have the ability to talk. Cheresh is somebody who has not the ability to talk and not the ability to hear. And that's what we're saying, that as they're not mechuyev mitzvahs and they're not considered as incompetent as a shaita, but they are one level lower. So it troubled me when I read it, when I learned this first, when I was preparing it. Why are we treating a cheresh? We know many deaf people, they're able to communicate, they have jobs, they're able to work. Why are we treating them completely as not a bar das? But then once I looked into it a little bit further and I heard this, I realized that what we're thinking about as cheresh is not really, in most cases, the people we know are not cheresh because they do have the ability to speak. Let's go to Sifhei. Shoita the katan, if I have a choice between a shaita and a katan, yet nani la shaita, I give it to the shaita because Shakotin Yavilik Chal Das. A cotton is eventually going to be a bar das. A shait will never be a bar das. What about Cherish v'katan? So now, so till now we said as follows. Goy is the best. Next option is an animal. If those options are off, shait is the next best option. Then, now, Cherish and katan is tied. We'll see an exception to this rule in a moment. But Cherish and a katan are tied. So then, L'misha Yerza, pick whoever you want. Says the Mishabur, L'misha Yerza. Each one have. Cherish is technically not mechuyev in mitzvahs, but he does have a little das. Cotton is completely not, but he's eventually going to become. So they each have a maila. Now, one thing is very important. There's an exception to this rule, right? So the rule we just said, cherish for cotton, you can pick whoever you want. However, it's brought down in the achrayim that if the cotton is your own child, then you better, if you have a choice between cherish and a cotton that's your own child, you're better off with the cherish because your own child, you have a chiyuv of chinuch. And by having your child carry on Shabbos, you are not doing your chinuch of your child. So if there's a choice between cherish and katan, where the katan is your child, so then cherish is preferable over the katan. Okay? Now, let's continue on. So now we have all the scenarios. Okay? We have the guy, we have the animal. Next comes shaita. Next comes either cherish or katan. If the katan is your child, then cherish and then katan. Okay. Yeah, sifav. Yesh aimrim. That those who say so if let's say I'm giving it to either the cherish shaita of a katan, I shouldn't give it to him while he's standing. But the same idea, the same solution that we gave by the animals, that you should wait till the animal starts walking, and then you put it on the animal, and then take it off, and then put it back on once the animal starts walking. With the cherish shait of a cotton, you should do the exact same thing. Okay? Says the Rama, v'dafka, this that even the Yeshayim, who says, now those who say you don't have to do this, but even the Yeshayim that says that you have to do this, not only by an animal, but by a person also, even though they're not mechuyev in mitzvahs, you should try to prevent them doing e'akira and hanacha. That says the Ramah is dafke shenoyslam mishchashecha. Then I'm handing it to them. It's already nighttime. But if I gave it before Shabbos, then on Shabbos it's not my concern that I have to start worrying that they shouldn't do nakira nanacha. Let's see all this in the Mishnah Berurah. Kishuma halach canal bebehemim siv beis. The solution that they're suggesting is the same solution that we give for by the animal that we learned yesterday in siv beis. Vatam, what's the reason? Kedei shalai yaso cherish shayt v'katan isa derais al yaday. The cherish shayt v'katan, although they're not lechuyev mitzvahs, I don't want to be the cause that they are over what would technically be a deraisa. Even though I have no chiyuv to make sure that this shayt is not keeping Shabbos, like unlike my animal, which I do have a chiyuv. I'm not going to go feed a shayt to treif with my own hands. If I see a shayt eating treif, technically it's not my responsibility. I don't have to worry about it. He's not a bardas. However, but for me to go give him treif, I'm not allowed. So same thing over here. For me to give him something, he should be over the Issa of Shabbos. Better to try to avoid it. So the Rama said, this concern that the Yeshayim have, that I should be careful that the Cheret Shait of a Katan should not be over in Issa deraisa because of me, is only if I gave it on Shabbos. But if I gave it Mibayyoyim, the Oz ain't a nikkur zeh meichel b'yadayim, because that's not me giving them a dvar isser. Kevin data dain loy less by isura. When I give it to an erev Shabbos, there's no isser. I say, hey, I give it to the shaita. You carry this. Right now, he's not doing any isser, so it's not like me feeding him treif. Right now, there's nothing wrong. Happens to be afterward, Shabbos comes in. Umashi yame the cherei shaita v'katan achet shachashecha. The cherei shaita v'katan, they stop walking after it gets dark. Then he starts walking again, right? So he does an akira, and he's going to do an anacha. He's doing it on his own. I don't have a chiyuv to stop him from doing something. I don't have to take it on and off. When it comes to an animal, the whole Shabbos, I have a chiyuv that my animal shouldn't work. Besides the fact, I am being mechamer. I'm screaming that the animal should walk forward. Even if I put it on before Shabbos, if the animal stops to urinate or whatever other reason the animal stops for, I have to lift it off, so it shouldn't do it. Velachsa and put it back down after it starts walking again. So it should not do an akira anocha, and thus I would be over an issa the Torah on Shabbos. Now the Magen Avraham disagrees with this Rambam and says even by yom I should, if I give it to a cheresheit of a cotton, I should still not have the cheresheit of a cotton carrying something for me on Shabbos. V'nira de bekamerlis, if it's not a true rishus harabim, yesh l'hakol, we could be makel in this. So very interesting here, where it seems to be more chamerdik, not seems, it is more chamerdik for my animal to carry something for me than a cotton or a cheresheit of a cotton to carry something for me. Says the Mechaber Siv Zayin, in ein imay shum echem mikol. I don't have not the animal, not the goy, not the cheresh, not the sheit, not the cotton. What do I do? And yitaltelenu pachas me'arba amos. You can carry it less than 4 amos. Okay, we'll have to see what how that works. V'dafka kisa imitzia shabali yaday. When can I go ahead and do this dalet 4 amos at a time? Is only something that I it was my wallet or mitzia that I had already found. If it's something that comes to my hand now on Shabbos, I can't. So I'm outside on Shabbos and I see somebody dropped a beautiful watch I can put on. Somebody dropped a wallet with money in it. It's muksa. It's I can't wear it, right? So the only way I can get it to my house is carry it. Pachas pachas medal namas. I cannot do that on Shabbos. Okay. Now, im ein imai. If he doesn't have anyone. The shvus says the Mishmaru. The shvus chama hu ma'od. Okay, this is this that you shouldn't go dal damas rishtaram is a very serious rule that we're not allowed to do. Dilma lo yitzamtzim b'shiur v'yavi lo helach ab damas rishtaram. I might go ahead and carry right more than 4 amos. Okay, ubikoishi gadol hatir chazal davazeh. It was with great difficulty. That Chazal said, even though technically you could go less than 4 amos, but we Chachamim would go Izer that you can't because you might carry more than 4 amos, right? But over here they said we got a problem. I'm stuck on the road on Shabbos. I have my wallet. I have money in my wallet, and if they don't give me some sort of solution, I'm gonna potentially be over a big Izer. So they were, it was very difficult. Says the Mishabur because she got with great difficulty. Tiri Chazal. Because of the loss, a person is worried about his money. Canal. The Chacham did not say that you can use this option of going less than Dal Damas only as a last resort. So you first have to try get a guy, try an animal, try a Chereshite of a cotton. None of that works, then you can come onto this. Pachas, Vizani Mail, and even Tilt Rosh. Now we're gonna go. I'm gonna walk. Dal damas, dal damas. Now that only helps me for being able to transport her into Shusarabim, or the Carmelis, or in a Carmelis, which is in between Shusarabim and Shusayachim. Sha'isu mishum tilta al ramas. The iser is carrying 4 amas. Al kemahanize by going less than 4 amas, I solve the problem. Ava mi Carmelis l'Shusayachim to go from one rishus to another. So I'm walking down the street. Now I get to my house. Okay. Bringing it into my house has nothing to do with Dal Damas. Bringing it into my house is a problem of picking something up in the Rishus HaRabim and putting it into my house. The kosher Rishus HaRabim the issa hu mishum haitzar mishus. There, the problem is transferring from one legal, halachically legal area to another halachically legal area. The asafilu so it doesn't help me. So the Mishabur is raising a very important point here. I'm stuck on the road with my wallet. I have nobody with me, so I have none of the other solutions. So Mechaber tells us, go less than Dal Damas, stop. Less than Dal Damas, stop. Less than Dal Damas, stop. Right? However, now I got to my house. I got to the hotel, right, that I'm going to. What do I do now? Okay? Al-Kaim, you get close to the house or the hotel. Yizra, what should I do? I throw my wallet in a funny way, right? Because once I do it to Shinu, it's no longer an Issa deraisa. Kidei shalai to have achnasa gemur. It's not like I bought it in regularly. ואפילו אם עשה נוחה כשבא סמך לבייסה, היא גם כן תראה להכניס לבייסה, כלך יד משום הפסד. So this solution of the Dal Dam is only works till I got to my house. Once I get to my house, I got to figure out a way to get it into my house. So I have to throw it in a funny way. Okay. Kosavataz. This is also Negeidik Halacha. Lo yafa oisin oisin. People would go ahead and in order, when they had to make a bris on Shabbos, they took the baby to shul. How did they take the baby to shul? By going less than the aldamas. You can't throw the baby, right? So how did you get the baby out of your house into Rosh Hashanah, right? Either use a goy. And then go less than the 4 amos. When you get to the shul, you also have to have the guy. He says, what are you doing? Don't take the baby to shul. Do the bris milah at home, right? Because remember, the dalet dalet in the shusarabim is an isser midrabanan to do it. We're coming up with heterim when there is absolutely no choice. You have a choice. You can do the bris milah at home. So why should you have to be simuch on these things? Okay, we'll stop over here. We have to finish up the Mishnah Berurah. We'll finish that up tomorrow. Amir Tzashem.